Trump, gorillas, magicians. Trump, gorillas, magicians. Welcome to This Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Today is the 29th of July, 2026. The world is more unstable today than it was yesterday. Contact information is Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. I have been working on a way in which on the website, a donate function. It has been inactive for over a year. It's a lot of hoops to jump through, laws, regulations, banks, and systems. And I have, through different things that have happened over the course of the previous year, things have just not gelled, but they are going to shortly, God willing, and He is. You'll be able to assist me with these programs, and I'll have donate functions. I do have a Stripe account, may have other accounts, I don't know, but just for future reference, because I am going to ask the listeners that enjoy these programs that want to support me. I am presenting things to the listeners that are really not, I don't know how to say it, they're acceptable for the people that want to know the truth. People that want to know the truth, people that want to see the world from the biblical perspective, from what is happening just in the, I hate to say current events, the daily events that occur rapidly. For those that want to have a perspective of the coming Noahide laws, of what is happening presently right now with this NDAA, and supposedly the Israeli government is going to give direction and maybe oversee American military. Let's face it, the American military has been basically directed and steered by the British for over 100 years. For Israel to say that Israel is going to be, I know there are many that are saying that Israel now is going to and is controlling this country. Israel is being given a little latitude, but I promise you, I'm telling you the truth. Any thing that Israel is doing is through what I call occult Zionism. As I stated in the previous program, all the countries of the world, there is witchcraft involved in the governments, including the nation of Israel, this country especially. And these individuals in these occult societies, they work together. So yes, Israel, there is an occult system in Israel. It has been there. It has been there since the beginning, when Israel became a nation, and prior even to that, through secret societies. But there is a part of Israel that is, I don't know if you want to say, I don't want to say naive, but I would say without really a lot of say, not powerless, but they are the Jewish people in the nation of Israel that love their God and do love their country and do love their lineage, pure Zionism. But then you have the other side of the coin in that little nation. And it's in the Bible. God is aware of it. God has explained it to Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 28. There is a group that are very dominant, and in that structure of power, it even states that they are, I'll just read quickly to you what it says. This may shock you, may shock the Jewish people, may shock the people of Israel, but this is what Isaiah says in verse 1 of Isaiah 28. Oh, the majestic garland of Ephraim's drunks. So there are those in the power structure in the government that are likened to being drunk, and the fading flower of its splendid beauty on the head that flows with perfume. So there is that beautiful side of Israel presently, of those hammered with wine. So they are believing something, not necessarily an intoxicating drink, more than a spiritual thinking, a spiritual thought. I'm going to go with the program Trump, gorillas, and magicians, but for a later program, I'm going to just lay this foundation. There are those in Israel's government that believe they know what's best for Israel, and they're involved in occult. Deceived through occult influence. Verse 2. Here's what's coming to the nation of Israel. Here's what's coming. Presently, you have the Sanhedrin with these Noahide laws. You have a Sanhedrin exactly like in the time of Christ. And everybody in Israel and many people that support Israel are going to fall into a trap that with these coming laws, they're going to be very restrictive to the people in Israel. And so what God is planning is to punish these people that are drunk, that are hammered with a spiritual thought that Israel now is going to take over the world, that it's time for these individuals. There are individuals in the religious world that believe it's time now to begin a program to bring in the Messianic kingdom. They're not going to bring it in. And because the temple is being built, they feel that it must be the sign of Messiah. Well, they're going to try to do it through the exact same way in which the rabbis at the time of Christ wanted to do it. They want to do it through government. It's not going to happen. Verse 2, God is sending something, someone, to interfere with that plan. Verse 2, look, the Lord has someone who is powerful and strong. He's like a hailstorm, like a disastrous tempest, like a downpour of might, of mighty overflowing waters. He can level them to the ground with his hand. Who's he going to level to the ground? These men, power structure in Israel presently. Verse 3. So this majestic garland of Ephraim's drunks will be trampled underfoot. Who is that person? This person is becoming what we refer to as Antichrist. The Jewish people don't believe in Christ, so there can't be an Antichrist. But we call him the beast. We call him Antichrist. We call him the Christian people We call him the lawless one, the one who obeys no law. He writes law, his own law. And those that won't obey and go along with his law, yield to his law, he destroys. So, eventually, verse 4, eventually these rulers of Israel will be a withered flower, which is a thing of beauty, and sits on the head of those bloated with fat. They will be like an early fig before the summer harvest. Whoever sees it swallows it as soon as it is in hand. So in other words, it's going to be very short-lived. These Noahide laws, yes, it's in the Bible. It's right here in Isaiah 28. It's also in Daniel chapter 9, verse 27. But now, I'm going to talk about Trump, gorillas, and magicians. In the world, the power structure, the gorillas are the power structures of the world. And in the power structures of the world, the dominant gorillas, which I would say is two groups, one in UK, one in US, a dominant group. It is the king of the jungle, has been the king of the jungle for over 120 years. It is the gorilla that basically sets all the other gorillas in the jungle in place. And this gorilla, which I have referred to many times, it's a secret society. It's an Anglo-Saxon secret society. It has ruled the United States. The men, presidents of the United States, it has placed these men in power, in position. The prime ministers of England are set in place by them. Anyone who in the jungle, who you might say is in the wrong tree, the dominant gorilla removes them from that tree and allows another gorilla to enjoy that space. If the other gorilla is faithful and loyal, some of the children of the gorilla, Macron, God not with us, Macron of England, of France, Carney, Mark Carney of Canada. The gorilla that rules the jungle keeps order in the jungle. We're going to talk about, and then there are magicians. With these gorillas, the gorillas that are in places of power in the trees throughout the jungle have occult people in the occult surrounding them, assisting them, helping them. Eleanor Roosevelt, she had seances in the White House. Her husband was president, and he had health problems. She had seances, and they would go into their state, their trance, with the people that no one knows about that would help them to bring forth spirits that would help them with instruction on problems and how to become more powerful as, you know, initiates into witchcraft. The gorillas in France, Macron does have those in his government that are in witchcraft. I say witchcraft, you can say secret societies, Freemasons. France is heavy in Freemasonic thinking, Masonic thinking, heavy. The Vatican, part of the Vatican, the dark side of Catholicism, and many of the Christian people believe that the Catholic people believe that Catholicism is pure as a wind-driven snow, is because they are in a pattern of thought from the time their children, all through their lives, and they believe that the Catholic Church can do no wrong. There's no such thing as a pure Catholicism. Well, I'll put it this way. There is pure Catholicism in those that are in the Catholic Church that love God above all things. But even they eventually step out of the Catholic order and the ways of the Catholic Church. Within Lutheranism, all of the Anglican, Methodists, whatever it may be, eventually there's a dark side of those big institutions. It's in the Bible, Revelation chapter 2 and 3. Each one, they all have their dark sides. 5 of 7 have dark sides to them. There are 7 lampstands. 5 are, they've got some problems. They are dysfunctional. They have things happening that are not pleasing to God. So I'll talk about one of the ways in which the guerrillas control the world. I'm going to talk about a company, Larry Ellison, Oracle/IBM. In this individual's background, there is occult indicators. The guerrillas, the children of the guerrillas, you know, they are given a tree, or they're given a position, they're given something to oversee in the jungle. So let's see who Larry Ellison is. There was an article here about 3, 4, 5 days ago, Armstrong Economics and the Rise of the Ellison Empire. I thought it was very good, and it got me to thinking. This is it was posted July 24th by Martin Armstrong. I got it on the Steve Quayle website. Now, Larry Ellison, he is a software company initially and built it into one of the largest firms in technology. He built Oracle. And Oracle is actually IBM. IBM was, during World War II, it was found out that IBM had supplied the punch cards to Adolf Hitler for keeping track of every Jewish person. It was the initial, you might say, computer system, punch cards. And eventually, after World War II, and especially in the last 30 years, more evidence has come out as to the background of the owner, the government, its hand in IBM in assisting Adolf Hitler, the United States government through IBM assisting Adolf Hitler in World War II, and tracking and giving information on each individual that would eventually be murdered, birth date, male, female, age, well, of course, and documented everything on that individual. We have the same thing today. You look at the barcode. Every individual in this country, every person, your name, your date of birth, your parents, your grandparents, everything about you is stored in a data, in a small data chip or in a somewhere. But everything about you is known. Your education, where you've worked, who you married, who you divorced, if you divorced, your children, their spouses, their grandchildren. Everything is just like what IBM did with the card. But now there's no card. It's all stored on some web, some cloud somewhere. Now, he is an individual that has been given a tree, and he oversees that tree. Here's what he oversees. Here's what he's a part of. Just like Klaus Schwab was given a tree, and he has to oversee everything, every leaf he has to maintain, he has to water that tree, he has to make sure the tree does exactly what it's supposed to do. Other gorillas are going to eventually, you know, use that tree. It all works together. So, I don't know if I'm going to mention, go right down the line, TikTok, Paramount, Warner Brothers, Skydance, CBS, CNN, HBO, Sundance again, Sundance, there's two Sundances. There is Discovery, Cinemax, Showtime, HGTV, TBS, TNT, CW, CN, TLC, Comedy Central, The Travel Network, Food Network, Animal Planet, there's CMT, BET, VH1, MTV, The Free Press, there is TV Land, OWN, CBS Sports, Rotten Tomatoes, Fandango, Pluto. This is what he oversees. So, the whole digital world is controlled, supposedly, by Larry Ellison. Now, Ellison, not in this, I'm going to a different source. So, this is deep. Going back 100 and, let's say, 25, 24 years, there's an individual by the name of W.T. Steed. And W.T. Steed was he was the compadre with Cecil Rhodes, and he was a spiritist. He was involved in black magic. Eventually he would work with the CIA. He would work in China. Well, through Oracle, eventually China would have TikTok. And it was through Steed, who was a spiritist. Everything he did, he would have seances. He would gather with important people. And everything that he did was through the occult. He was funded by the Rothschilds, by the British government. Eventually, he was able to help the British government seize control of communications. Eventually, vaccinations or vaccines. And then eventually take all of Tesla's technology supposedly taken by the British to be used and then eventually used for wireless or for Morse code for radio. At the same time, when Tesla was living in the United States of America, Tesla had a lab set up by, I think it was, they wanted to say Morgan. I forgot his first name. I'm thinking of two Morgans. There was a Morgan Rothschild, and I think Morgan actually was watching everything Tesla did. J.P. Morgan, he was the financier, and they were probably absolutely involved at working together with Tesla, taking everything that Tesla understood. And Tesla was also very controlled. He was a psychologically, he had psychological problems. He was, he had a what was known as Asperger's. He didn't associate well with people, extremely brilliant. And I think that through his brilliance, he was mentally open to the other world. And it was the other world who gave him insight into modern technology, scalar, everything that we understand, transporting electricity from point A to point B for free. He was a portal. Well, Steed took basically what Tesla would bring into the world, and Steed felt that for the British, all of this had to be put in British hands or American hands. Now, his father, Ellison's father, was a cult mentor. He was the founder of the Church of Psychoscience in Oakland, California, and he also promoted seance contacts with spirits and the dead. And so his dad, Steve's dad, was a, I'm sorry, not Steed, Ellison's. Ellison's dad was in the occult. And our government, they take great, they're not fascinated with people that have occult abilities. No, no, they aren't fascinated. They actually realize the importance of having these special children. You've heard of some special children that have these brilliant minds because they are open to the world of darkness. And the government hunts these children, very brilliant children. If you have a child that is very brilliant, chances are the government will know about that individual, that child, and ask if you want to put him in special government programs to help him with his abilities, intellectual abilities. You do it, you're probably not going to see your child again, or your child is going to be, who knows, he's going to be used for things that you would turn your hair white. Zuckerberg was the same type of person that Larry Ellison was, brilliant, and occult background. These type of children eventually end up in either MI6 or MI5 or CIA or FBI or NSA. They end up in government programs, and these government agencies, whether abroad or in this country, are always tied in to either Lockheed Martin, Oracle, or Microsoft, Cisco, tied in with the banking companies, J.P. Morgan, Chase, HSBC, Google. They're tied into Facebook, LinkedIn. They're involved in everything. NIH, Alibaba, TikTok, and always tied into the occult, black arts. And Ellison's lineage, I can't emphasize enough, is in the occult. Not a small thing. This W.T. Stead, he was extremely brilliant, demonically brilliant, demonically, that's where his satanic intellect came from. Now, he was instrumental, or I would say he was the individual that came up with the strategy back 1902 to put together a group. And I'm going to read a little bit to you about this group. As time goes on, I'm not the only one mentioning this, but as time goes on, you're going to hear more and more people reference this group. But I'm going to give you just a highlight as to who they are so you can understand who, what Stead did, what Stead brought into the world, and who has controlled people like Larry Ellison, his father, Kissinger, these individuals. So I'm going to read this to you briefly. The plan of God, of Jesus Christ, is to make people aware, number one, that there is a jungle, and that in that jungle, what you can't see, though you can't see it, is there, and that through that jungle, the world basically is being dust pound to powder. We are just being pounded to dust. But there was some individuals who did a study, and this was out of the, I'll give you the website, https://isgp-studies.com/pilgrims-society-us-uk. The gorilla, the forest that's to rule the world is the United States and has been in conjunction with the UK. But very shortly, it will no longer be the UK. In fact, it may have already ended. It is going to be the United States. The next administration is going to basically tell the sister chapter in London, take a hike. And they're not going to like it. Well, Donald Trump already, as the dinosaur, the T-Rex in the jungle, is already exposing the UK side of Pilgrim Society. And also at war with the Pilgrim side, Pilgrim Society in the United States. Trump is at war with this ruling, king of the jungle. This, and he is going to continue to expose it. He'll cut down the trees so that the world can see it. The world is not going to care. The country, this country, the people in this country, once Donald Trump is out of office, once they have removed him, they will regret the hatred that they have had for this individual. They will regret all that was done to mock him, ridicule him, to try to assassinate him, to remove him, to fight against him with the ballot, to speak against him in the media. The people in the media, this is one of the gorillas in a tree that the king of the jungle owns. This society UKUS, they own all media, almost, except for the alternate media. The alternate media is another tree that they want to destroy, and they're having a hard time doing it. But everything they do, they try to destroy the alternative media because they don't want other guerrillas interfering with the jungle. Pilgrim Society, a study of the Anglo-American establishment. Rockefeller, Mellon, Luce, Rothschild, Cecil, Windsor, the Federal Reserve, World War II, the CIA, and much more. What they oversee in their network: banks, law firms, insurance, other businesses, U.S. media, print and television, U.S. media, CIA Operations Mockingbird, and Washington Ties. They own British media and MI5, MI6 infiltration, universities and fraternities. Universities and fraternities, this is very, very important for the American people to know. Every university in this country trains the good children, the good, what do you call a baby gorilla? I guess a baby gorilla. They train the best students generally here in Colorado. You have DU, CU, CSU in Fort Collins, Greeley. All these universities, you have the School of Mines in Golden, Colorado. The intellectual children in these universities, if they are above average, if they are above, if they are exceptional, even above exceptional, they're a target for these agencies in the 3 to 26 letter agencies in the government. I have family members, brilliant, and they are part of some of these agencies. They want the members to be loyal to an aspect of the American government that is actually a corporation. It is not the American, it is not the America that we know, the America that most of us live in. We are the enemy. We are the monkeys. We are the gorilla-like types that are in the jungle and causing havoc. We have to be eliminated. That is in the Bible. It's in Revelation chapter 6, the four horsemen of the apocalypse. These are the rulers of the jungle. This is their objective: war, plagues, famine, starvation. It's what they do. They have a ruler. They have a god that they worship. Those in Islam, they don't worship Allah. They worship the moon god. Islam worships the moon god. Egypt's worshiped the sun. Greeks are worshiped much more. Babylonians, they had a fascination with everything in the atmosphere, in outer space, in the solar system, and outside the solar system into the universe. This is very important what I'm telling you. Ancient Babylon, they looked up. They wanted what was up. They were glad to own what was on the ground, in the plains and the surrounding areas, but they were looking up. Ancient Babylon looked to what? Heaven. Their objective was to reach God's, into God's uncontaminated heaven and actually inhabit that heaven. The United States, exactly the same. We are the end time Babylon the Great, the mystery Babylon of the end times. And just like ancient Babylon, the United States, we have a fascination with the heavens, everything off the ground. We have a fascination with the fastest jets. We have a fascination with, now our fascination is with flying saucers, with orbs. We have a fascination with going to the moon, putting satellites over the canopy of the world, like a canopy. America has a fascination with everything in the atmosphere. We have a fascination with documenting the rivers of moisture above our heads, which way they go, left, right, east, west, north, south, how they up, down. We have a fascination with the clouds. How do we flatten a cloud that is billowing to 35,000 feet? How do we stop weather patterns and the moisture in those weather patterns to stand still so it drenches an area of the country to the point of flooding, destroying crops, ruining a season? We, America, just like Babylon of Great, we're identical. Our fascination is controlling weather. Our fascination is looking at what is happening in the heavens. The magicians, the stargazers of Babylon, the astronomers, astrologers of Babylon, their fascination was with the moon, the sun, the stars, with the constellations, with deep space. America is exactly the same. We own deep space. America owns deep space. How? Observatories. All over the world, there are these observatories. The observatories are, you might say, temples where the priests in the occult, in the universities, and the government observatories, like at Berkeley, they have that observatory. CU, they have an observatory here in Colorado. All over, these are temple sites. These are places where people in the occult go to look deep into space to see what the heavens are trying to tell the occult, the people in the occult. What is the plan for a month out, a half a year, 5 years? They want to see, they want to use what God says he would do. He would use a billboard in the heavens to speak to the children of Israel, to speak to the world. He would use it as a billboard. And they want to use it as a billboard also to see what happens in deep space for the plan of the occult. So I'm balancing on three things here. This Pilgrim Society, what they plan to do, what they own. Again, the universities and fraternities. These are their chambers of education. It's theirs. They have put their stamp of ownership on these universities. They fund the universities. Harvard, the great, great, greatest university in the world, Harvard. It is so deep into the depths of Tophet, down to hell itself. This is why this president, Donald Trump, you have seen in the past what he has stated about and how he has isolated basically his focus has been on Harvard. because he knows where these magicians, he knows where these wizards, he knows where the deep occult influences are, and how Harvard is able to draw so much finances from the American government and send it to all of the other, like capillaries, out to they're covens to the whole world, supply them internationally to carry out plans of witchcraft and evil in the countries where they have influence. Trump knows, in my view. I got halted here on the universities and fraternities. I'll go on. Cultural, scientific, revolutionary societies. This culture has been shaped by this group. And it is being shaped by this group. And there's a problem. This country evolved into something they didn't want it to evolve into. It has become something uncontrollable. This society is so diverse now that it's like trying to herd, you know, from the world of cats, feral cats. You have so many feral cats, so many different breeds, they can't control the cats anymore. They can't control. They're trying to control Islam. They will, but eventually Islam is going to be like water through their fingers. They won't control it. They are trying to destroy Christianity in all the religions, Christian religions, Rome, Lutherans, they're going to attempt to destroy it, and they will. They introduce drugs. You have a drug world out there that is uncontrollable. It is. You have now a society of individuals that, wherever they go, they destroy everything. They destroy neighborhoods. They destroy. Like in Denver, Colorado, downtown Denver is so destroyed, no one wants to go down there. The corporations are bailing. We have created in this country a culture that is so foreign to what is moral, ethical, and good that there's only one thing left eventually. Even when the last administration comes in, they're going to have a difficult time controlling what they built. They're not going to be able to, you know, like these feral hogs in Texas and Oklahoma and Louisiana. It is out of control that there's almost no way to ever eliminate what has been let loose upon the lands in those states. It's the same thing. What the radicals in this country have created, starting from the Jesus movement, from the baby boom generation movement in the early 60s, they have created something that is too vile, too uncontrollable, and too independent. And they're going to have to eventually destroy it. The gorillas of the world eventually realize that they're going to have to destroy the United States. They're going to have to, and they're going to have the person in place to do just that. And he will ask them for help. You want to help me destroy this country? They'll say yes, and they will destroy the United States. You can read it for yourself in Revelation chapter 17, the last verses of the chapter. Larry Ellison, this group, they groomed this individual. And with all that he owns, they control it. And there's nothing we can do. It is this is in the Bible, Revelation 13. There is a system that's a panoptic, all-seeing system, all-seeing, all-hearing, all-knowing. Larry Ellison, he is the individual who is overseeing it, but really, he's just there as a figurehead. He really doesn't own anything, but they know that the agencies that are in these black arts, they know who has the powerful positions in the occult, so they place these people in these positions so that they can benefit from the occult lineage. Donald Trump, he's at war with these guerrillas internationally. He's at war with a big guerrilla in the Middle East, Iran. And eventually, America's in the scripture, in the Bible, we are not going to destroy the country through bombing. It's going to cease. It's going to stop. And already, Donald Trump has begun to slow down on the program. Because you see, God has a different way in which he's going to punish the IRGC in Iran and all of the Islamic armies in the Middle East. He has a different way to do it. He's going to call them to battle. Iran is not going to be destroyed from the air. Iran and the armies of Iran that are being protected in the tunnels underground are going to be flushed out. God is going to flush out the IRGC in that whole area. And they're going to be called, summoned to the battlefield in present-day Jordan. This is Ezekiel chapter 38. To present-day Jordan. And it's going to be east of the Jordan River in the mountains, out in the field, out in the open, in the countryside, where the Iran is going to be punished. The IRGC will be punished by God in a war. God is going to fool these Islamist terrorists in Iran, in Turkey, in Russia, in North Africa, in Libya, Ethiopia, and part of Somalia. And all these Islamic soldiers are going to be summoned. They're coming to, they're going to be promised great riches, land. And where are the riches coming from? Israel. Where's the land going to come from? Israel. And the other thing is, they're going to come to present-day Jordan, because if they can surround Israel, there's no way for Israel to go. They can't go west. They go into the ocean, into the sea. If they can destroy the nation of Israel, then they accomplish one thing, genocide. If they can destroy the nation of Israel, they accomplish the second thing, ethnic cleansing. And they're all going to be one in that objective. Let's destroy these people. Let's take their land. Let's remove all their history. Let's allow our Arab brothers in the region to take that property. They're not realizing that this is one of the prophecies of Isaiah, stating that there would come a time when these armies would gather and they would be a religious army. They would be worshiping the moon god. And I don't know, they may be destroyed on the full moon. Never know. Could be, I think it's going to be next year, late summer, early fall. It might be on a full moon. Might be on a crescent moon. You never know. God has funny ways of doing things. We can't get ahead of him. Trump is at war with the guerrillas of the world that has ruled the world. He has been successful. He has interfered. He has cut down trees in this country. Trump cut down one of the big trees that the guerrillas were playing in, the Bush family. Donald Trump ended the Bush dynasty. It's over. Donald Trump, the destroyer of dynasties. He destroyed the Rockefeller dynasty through Hillary and Bill Clinton. So he's the destroyer of dynasties. Hillary, he took her out to, I don't know where he took her during those three debates, but she's never recovered since. Now, the question is, did Trump totally destroy the Rockefeller political dynasty? Did he totally destroy it? Or is the coming final ruler of the last administration in this country, is he of the Rockefeller lineage? Is this individual to come, is he of Rockefeller descent? That is the million-dollar question. Behind all the guerrillas, you have magicians. Behind the Rothschilds, magicians. The Queen of England, magicians. Xi Jinping, magicians. Vladimir Putin, magicians. You had, Idi Amin. You have the dictators of Cuba. They're all behind them. There are magicians in the occult world that help them. Trump does not have the occult help. Trump openly has been praying for God to assist him, to help him with his duties, to give him wisdom. When he went to the Wailing Wall in 2017, on the little piece of paper he scratched, "Lord, give me wisdom." Why? Because that's what King Solomon prayed. "Lord, give me wisdom to rule this great and mighty people." And with each Christian, each person listening that is a Christian, every father, every mother, you have been given a responsibility in your little world that you oversee to pray for the people and your children and family members in your little world. Just like Solomon, "Lord, give me wisdom to rule this great and mighty people." We need wisdom to rule in a godly fashion the micro world that we may live in. If you're called to a macro world, then that's a different story. You need wisdom for that too. I've asked my Olive Tree programs for people to pray for me. I need wisdom. I need help. I need God to show me what is best for the audience. So do pray for me and do support me. I do say that, if you enjoy what I do, if it helps you, then you need to really consider assisting me, not just for your sake, but for others also. And also tell your family and friends. thispresenttruth.com. Contact me, Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado 80502. Shortly I'll have a donate function available. I'll let you know when it's alive. But until then, may the God of peace, may the God who actually rules over the world, may the God who rules over the world protect you.